I'm Bethany Wolf, and I'm a junior at Booker T. So many people in Dallas will talk about how they grew up in a Christian home. Well, my parents acknowledged a higher power, and I heard many of the Bible stories from my grandparents who attended a Baptist church. I can't really say that I was raised in a Christian home. As long as I can remember, both my mom and my dad struggled with substance abuse. I knew this because they regularly attend Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous meetings. I also saw some of this evidence in patterns in their lives. When I think about my childhood, I can't recall a time where there was stability in my home. My parents separated and got back together several times before and after their divorce, which happened when I was 8. Because of the unpredictability with my parents, I grew up feeling like I had to become a parent for my younger brother, like it was my job to take care of him. Entering middle school, I was hurting, afraid, burdened with responsibility, isolated, and bitter. By the time I was in sixth grade, I struggled with insecurity, anxiety, and even suicidal thoughts. I was in a very dark place with no hope in sight. Things began to change for me the summer after sixth grade. My mom randomly sent my brother and I away for a week at Pine Cove. This was my first time in a Christian environment. At camp, I gained a completely new understanding of God. One of the counselors shared her testimony and emphasized the point that God is always with us. Up until that week, I had always felt very alone. It was a powerful breakthrough for me to learn that, although my earthly parents were emotionally absent, there is a heavenly Father who is exceedingly loving and constantly present. I learned about God's love for us demonstrated through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus, on the cross. That kind of love seemed too good to be true, and I decided to dedicate my life to following Christ. For the first time, an absolute calm came over me. For the first time, I didn't feel alone. I came back from camp wanting to know more about this God who loved me and would always be with me. At this point, I didn't really know any other Christians. One day at school, I saw a t-shirt that AJ Mason was wearing and asked him about the design. He told me it was for Wake, the junior high group at Watermark. I told my mom about it, and she agreed to take me and my brother for a visit. I loved Wake and kept convincing my mom to take us back. It wasn't long before I was plugged into a small group. The leaders and other girls quickly became like a family for me. They have loved me, encouraged me, and looked out for me during some really rough seasons. Since becoming a Christian, things haven't gotten any easier. I've been through many trials that have tested my faith. My parents have been arrested. I've had to move in with my grandparents. My dad was in a horrible motorcycle accident, which left him in a coma for several months, and my brother ended up in foster care. Honestly, these seasons of suffering have felt incredibly long, and I continue to experience bouts of anxiety and insecurity. Many days have felt like a battle just to find some rest. But now I know that I'm never alone. I can always go back to what I learned at Pine Cove, that God is always with me. I can turn to my small group for constant reminders of God's love and nearness. I have also learned that I can find comfort and strength directly from God's word. One of my favorite Bible verses is James 1:2-4, which says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of various kinds, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." I'm learning that God is able to use my trials to help mature and strengthen my faith. Despite all that I've been through, I can say that God has been so good to me. Now I just want to share his goodness with others. I've gotten the chance to serve as a leader in a ministry here at Watermark called Divorce Care, where I get to point kids to Christ as they deal with the effects of their parents' divorce. I also serve in Starting Blocks, teaching the basics of God's story to preschool kids. Along with some friends, I've helped start a Bible study and prayer group for kids at my school. Last summer, I also got the opportunity to go to Haiti and share the good news about Jesus Christ with people who have suffered even more than I have. Life has been hard, but with God and his people, I'm discovering that it can be a great adventure. I want to share one more thing with you before I close. If you're feeling alone, I want you to know that God's with you. He's always been with you, and he always will be. If you're feeling overwhelmed by life circumstances, God is there and able to help carry your burdens. Your small group and small group leaders are a gift to help support and inspire your faith. If you haven't told anyone about what you're going through, I would encourage you to open up and invite others in. I believe God wants to intervene in your story, and I hope you will turn to him. And if you do, I know that you will find the same hope and healing I have. Thanks so much for listening.